Dave Challoner, just going back then to the weekend, was it a frustrating weekend all round?
Yeah, I think it always is when I suppose you plan and put a lot into hopefully going out and putting a performance and winning a game. I think it's frustrating for everyone, not just us, everyone's in the same boat, whether it be their team, their management, their supporters, our supporters. To have the game abandoned at the time when it was is always going to be frustrating, but I think it was inevitable. I suppose the big surprise for us is that there wasn't more games that fell victim. I think some were pretty close that were certainly local to round here, and whether the score lines at the time in those games affected the referees' decision making on whether to abandon the game or whether it had gone too far, you don't know. But like I said, from our perspective, I think it was the right decision. The rain was relentless. The wind was bad, don't get me wrong, but ultimately the amount of water it put down in such a short space of time meant the pitch couldn't deal with it. Because it's a decent surface and it's firm, naturally if water's going to sit on top of it, it did, and like I say, it made the game unplayable.
I know it's one of the best surfaces, not just in the league, but further up as well, and Bunce of the grounds, where I know he was pretty devastated. How's it looking now going into tomorrow?
It's fine. It was fine yesterday. I think the pitch probably would have drained in, if the rain would have stopped, I'd suggest probably 30 minutes. We had a couple of games last year, early on in the season, to be fair, where it absolutely teamed down for a long period of time. And because the pitch is firm, it does hold water in some areas, which I suppose is a slight disadvantage. It wasn't as if the pitch had gotten muddy or sloppy or anything like that. It was just puddles sat on the surface. Every time someone took a step, the water was coming up. It does drain quickly. Like I say, it's fine now. But it was freak weather conditions. Like I say, the amount of rain it put down in such a short space of time made it impossible. And you could sense that even probably with 25, 30 minutes gone in the game. There are areas that are worse than others. Obviously, it's a new pitch, so it's still finding its level, if you like. So there's a few little areas that we had some work done on in the summer that are slightly lower than others. And you know they're going to be worse sooner, if you like. But right across the board, like I said, it was too much rain that it could cope with in such a short space of time. And like I said, the weather wasn't for stopping.
Game against Wrexham tomorrow, it's just a repeat, as it was a few weeks ago, wasn't it, of the FA Cup. You came out on top, I suppose, for you, just more of the same, is it?
Funny how it works. The FA Cup often brings, I suppose, not so much surprises. You always tend to play against the team you've played against. As it worked out with us, it just means a league game following a cup game within sort of 10 days. So they'll know all about us. We know all about them. Different game. We hope for the same, like I say, the same outcome. They're doing really well in the league. I think the third, not lost in 11. I don't think they come into the, like I say, come into the cup game. They put a decent run together. They obviously went to Dagenham and won on Saturday, fortunately by their own admission. But we wanted to use the cup game against them as a springboard for Saturday. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that because of circumstances outside of our control. But we've got to go and back that up, and 3 points will be massive for us. Like I say, we go into the game, we should go into the game full of confidence. But we know it'll be a tough game, as they all are.
Does it make it more difficult to plan? Because like I say, you've only just played them, so, you know, I say they know all about you, they know that your strengths, weaknesses, you likewise. Does it make it a little bit more difficult? Does it change things? Do you have to change things? Are you expecting them to change things because of how close the games are?
I think you've got to learn from things. I think we obviously went in with a system in the cup against them, a little bit of a change for us, which worked for us in the first half. In the second half, they were obviously chasing the game, were a little bit more expansive in what they did and pushed both the fullbacks high up the pitch and left 2-on-2 at the back, which we didn't exploit as well as what we should have. But it's a fresh start. I think you know, or potentially you've got to learn of things that went on. Do we want to try and not, regardless of what they do really, not be under the pressure we were under second half, or not allow the balls, as many balls, to come in our box as probably what it did? Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose it's learning from that. Not a whole lot changes, but like, that's pretty much the case with every game, really, because you see videos of all the teams, you have match reports done on all the teams. So I'd suggest that every single manager in this league knows pretty well how another team's going to line up, and even if the lineup changes, the philosophy more or less stays the same. So it's a strange one, but I don't think there's a benefit either way, really.
And I say, with that cup win, it just gives the team that confidence, knowing they've nothing to fear going into tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We know it's a, like I say, it's another tough game. The cup games, it was a great atmosphere. I suppose from our perspective, it's a, it's one of the games that a Saturday would probably bring a really big crowd. Hopefully there's a good atmosphere, a bit different travelling, especially for the Wrexham fans travelling on a Tuesday evening. But they're well backed in terms of the support and the fan base. So hopefully it's a good atmosphere. Hopefully it's a good game and hopefully we come out on the right side of the result again.
Yeah, you've got an important week, haven't you, as well, that, you know, it's pretty tight around that National League, but you've got yourselves Wrexham tomorrow, then bottom of the league on Saturday. You know, you don't want to preempt things, but two wins lifts you right up there.
Two wins against anyone lifts you right up there. We saw that earlier on in the season when we... the bank holiday weekend where we had two good results, which made it, like I say, made a massive difference. We've not been able to do that. So... yeah, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. First and foremost for us, as we said with the FA Cup game, really, one win would sort of hopefully kickstart us. We weren't able, like I say, to back that up on Saturday.
Did you see that confidence, though, from that FA Cup win to... I know, like I say, you got called off, but did you see a bit of a difference?
You probably don't see it as much on a Saturday in a 45 minutes. You see it through the week. You see different sort of things going on. It's like I say, it ultimately... the way football is, the weekend can dictate an awful lot of what goes on, certainly in terms of mentality and attitude through the week. And everyone wants to win. No one likes losing games. And the manner in which some of our, not just the defeats, the draws have happened, have knocked that confidence a little bit. So, like I say, last week was, training was really, really bright, Friday especially. We all commented on it afterwards. I suppose that the difficulty with seeing that on Saturday was that the wind, especially regardless of the rain coming down, made the game very, very very, very basic. It wasn't a game for taking any chances. Speaking as a defender, you'd have been more comfortable with the ball as far away from your goal as possible because the conditions were really, really awful. But we have seen a different. Everyone's brighter. I think we've brought in some fresh faces. We've got a squad now that, in the main, is fully fit, and we've got some difficult decisions in front of us in terms of not just picking a starting lineup, but picking substitutes as well, and we're having to leave people out, and that's the position we want to be in, because that competition has got to spur people on to make sure they get the shirt and they keep hold of it.